This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I am so excited. I'm more giddy than a five-year-old kid on Christmas Day. I've been trying to get this company on my show for months and months and months, and finally, it has arrived today. I'm talking about no other than Sugar Maig, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SGMD. And with us today is two great CEOs. The first CEO I'm going to introduce is Clinton Walker. He's the CEO of Bud Cars. And also the great Jimmy Chang from the company of Sugar Maig, Inc. He's also the CEO and chairman of the company. Gentlemen, I welcome you both. Thank you.
Oh, it's our absolute pleasure to be here on Stock Day Media. Pleasure. Thanks for having us on your show.
Yes, Clinton, this question goes to you first. I see that you are the CEO of Indio Dye, doing business as Bud's Cars in Sacramento, California. So congratulations on having the best rated delivery menu in Northern California. Why did Sugar Maig and Indio Dye decide to go into the on-demand delivery market now, and why California?
Oh, I'm really glad you asked. You know, California still represents the biggest piece of the entire cannabis market in the United States. And as far as 2020, there hasn't been a better time to enter into the on-demand cannabis delivery market. The main reason for the opportunity is due to the strict state compliance that has been implemented. You know, had we entered this space 2 years earlier, we would have been facing the same challenges amongst other retailers, in that we would be paying a premium for licenses, a premium for real estate with additional high product and marketing costs. It would have been a very difficult time. But today, many of those challenges have dissipated for us. We're finding that the metric system has been simultaneously shutting down unlicensed operations. That's really offered us a natural flow of new customers and new clients within our licensed delivery in California.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about you guys coming together. I think that you did the deal around 3 months ago. How's the partnership? How's it going?
Oh, our teams hit the ground running. They began working very well together, both Sugar Maig and the Bud Cars team. Right off the bat, implemented a new point of sale software system that complemented a sophisticated accounting system. We expanded our fleet of cars rapidly within 2 weeks, and pretty soon Bud Cars was in the full swing of things, serving the greater Sacramento area. You know, we were able to ramp up sales from $500,000 in annualized revenue to over $3.5 million in revenue today, but we anticipate the Sacramento location breaking $10 million in revenue by year end.
So I take it that it's not like Uber or Lyft. You guys provide the cars for your clients and for your workers. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, we have state-compliant vehicles that have been approved by the Bureau of Cannabis Control to ensure that all products that are being delivered are not only compliant, but they're being delivered safely and effectively to all of our customers.
And where do you see Bud Cars, say, 1 to 2 years from now?
Oh, we appreciate that question. Through negotiated agreements today, we're in the process of opening 3 more locations throughout 2020. We anticipate we'll grow to 10 locations within 24 months. And if we continue to do what we are doing, we should be covering 65% of the entire California market by the time we open our 10th location. We're logistically and strategically going to pursue locations as opportunities present themselves. We're going to focus on each location grossing a minimum of $10 to $15 million for annualized revenue, with the key locations upwards of $30 million in revenue. Clearly, the factor is always going to be your density, competition, income, and location, and we will always ensure that we procure the best menus in every location.
Why did Sugar Maig and Indio Dye decide to do a partnership within the cannabis on-demand delivery market? And furthermore, again, California, are you going to expand from California? You got Nevada right there. You got Oregon. You got Washington that are practically right next to you.
So California still represents the largest piece of the pie. So we're really focused on California initially. But as other opportunities present themselves, much like the Nevadas and the Washingtons of the world, we will sit down with our executive teams and really determine what the best rollouts are. Certain states don't have delivery even available, so SugarMaid and BudCars have taken advantage of that on-demand opportunity so we can set the footprint going forward into other markets.
The COVID-19, did that diminish or did that help your business?
It did affect our business both in the positive and the negative. In a way, it's boosted sales, but we were forced to purchase vehicles at a rate 2 times faster than we had anticipated. As COVID-19 has remained, our ability to serve thousands of clients has increased.
And Clinton, let me ask you this. Tell me the ownership structure. There's been a lot of different variations of how that went by. So on the BudCars and the relationship to SugarMaid.
Oh, thank you for asking. BudCars is currently owned by Indigo Dye Group Corporation at 60%. SugarMaid has 40%, but it has an option to purchase a controlling stake, an additional 30%, to make them the controlling owner. Jimmy and SugarMaid, I think, what was it, Jimmy, signed the investment agreement back in February?
We signed our agreement back in February 15th. We hit the ground running the following week, got our team together, and really got going using the software, the new POS system, starting first week of March.
Jimmy, I want to ask you a question. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. Right now, your market cap is at $2.1 million. Your stock's, I think it hit at 0.003 today. That being said, what is it that you want shareholders and my listeners to take away from today's interview? And just give me a little bit of overcap of how you see the business growing here in the next two quarters.
The next two quarters, our core focus right now is going to be in BudCars. This is going to be our bread and butter for this next two quarters and the foreseeable 2 years. Right now, you know, the market is a little bit down, but overall, the entire cannabis market has been down for the past 2 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the only thing we can do is just focus on the core business itself. So, you know, focus on fundamental, and then as we work on fundamental, build a company, the market cap and the stock value will reflect eventually. So it is what it is. We don't have to deal with it for now.
Well, your revenues, I think, were over 4-point-something million. Am I calling that correct?
4-point-something million, yes, year-over-year.
Yes.
Company that we had for that I founded 14 years ago, roughly about 14, 15 years ago. But right now, as U.S. starting to reopen up, our sanitary supplies and, you know, the non-medical protective supplies are actually, we're seeing a huge surge in revenue this past couple of weeks. So today we just put out 8K. We might be able to capture additional $10 million revenue on the supply side.
Wow.
Next month or two, yeah.
Well, gentlemen, I'm excited that you came on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. I think if you just keep on blocking and tackling, that this company is grossly undervalued. That's my personal opinion. I hope that I didn't scare you off today. Hopefully you guys become a regular and come back on the show every 50 days and give my listeners an update of what's going on.
Definitely will. Thank you.
Yeah, we would like that. We'll keep
you. We love that. All righty.
Thank you, gentlemen.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.